anyone who came this morning expecting to see Ronnie Surprise. He's out today. He's preaching a homecoming that his wife's home church. And so he's asked me to speak today. And I can tell you things went a lot faster than I thought they would. So we'll. Good news is we'll probably get out early today. But my message this morning, and it came to me in, I don't know, over the last couple weeks, is Thank You, Jesus. That's kind of, I don't know, the best title that, well, that's what it's about. It's about Thank You, Jesus, really. And first I feel led to tell everyone how that came about. I don't know if all of you have the word of God or Jesus in your life, if you hear him talk to you, or if he is actively speaking to you in your life. But I think this is a witness to that fact that he does. He actually does speak to us, and he does have conversations with us, and he tells us what he wants us to know and where he wants us to go and what he have us to do. But so Ronnie asked me to give this message, and I was kind of thinking about it, mealing over some of the different things that I would talk about. And a couple weeks ago, Jennifer and I went to the zoo, the Ashboro Zoo, and we had a good time. And we were leaving there, and I thought I knew where I was going, so I just turned out of there and I started going, and quickly realized that I was not on the right path. I didn't know where I was going. So luckily, in today's world, all I have to do is say, Google, take me home. And it pops right up and it starts driving me, taking me on a path to get to the house. So I'm following it. We're going along, and we're going through these back roads, and we're taking all these twists and turns, going through all these different back roads. We see this sign, and it's in the front yard. It's like a political sign, but it's this little corrugated plastic sign, you know, about that big. And it says, Thank You, Jesus, on it. And so we're driving along, and I noticed it. I saw it. And then we go a couple more houses, and there just happens to be another one. No big deal. Drive a little bit more. And on the other side of the road, in somebody else's yard, there's another one. And we come to the stop sign, we turn, and we go a couple more houses. There's another one. Then there's another one in the church. And then there's another one over here. And then we see like a whole row of them. And then we don't see any for a while, and we're thinking, well, that was, Jennifer says, did you see all those signs? I said, yeah, I'm starting to notice these Thank You, Jesus signs. I'm not sure what all that means, but, so we make another turn, and then we start seeing them again. And this goes on for, I guess, maybe 10 miles or more, winding through these back roads in the middle of nowhere. And there's all these Thank You, Jesus signs until we come out on the main road. And then when we get on the main highway, it kind of ends. There's one right there as we turn off onto the main highway, and then it stops. And Jennifer says, well, there's your message right there. And I was thinking to myself, you know, that seems like a word, but I kind of got some other things in my mind. I got some other things that I'm thinking about talking about. But, you know, that's something to think about. So then, after that, as the days progressed on, the word Thank You, Jesus kept coming. I kept hearing it all the time around me. I would hear people say, well, thank the Lord, or thank you, Jesus. And for some reason, you know, normally I wouldn't necessarily pay so much attention to that, but for some reason I was hypersensitive to that. I kept hearing that all the time around me. And I'm thinking more and more, That must be God talking to me. You know, for a long time in my life, I felt like that he wasn't talking. There was a time when he was talking to me all the time. And here recently, I felt like it was just quiet. I wasn't hearing anything. And then it's come back. And I hear it all the time. And even this week, just something simple, like a prayer for Luke. He's only 3 years old, so he can't really say a whole lot in a prayer. But we're trying to teach him. So our prayer for him is, Thank You, Jesus. Amen. And it's so hard to get him to say that sometimes. He wants to be stubborn. He doesn't want to do it. But in the last 2 weeks, he said it 3 times, and that's more than he's done before now. Now, yesterday, we couldn't get him to say it at all, but it keeps speaking to me. Lord keeps speaking to me, keeps saying, thank you, Jesus. So that's what the message is going to be on today, and that's what we're going to talk about. And it's really not, this isn't going to be a real in-depth message. It's going to be more of a posing a question, something to think about, something to ponder on and to reflect on and meditate in your own time to find out what it means to you and how he's speaking to you. So I guess we'll get into it. When I started thinking about it, I got to think about, well, what does the Bible say about thanks? What is giving thanks? What do we do when we thank Jesus? And that's it's a little bit harder to find that answer than I thought it would be. And so I ended up going to the dictionary first to kind of get some more direction. And thanks, and I really like this. This was the first one that popped up when I asked Google again. I love Google. It's awesome. You just ask a question and it'll tell you stuff. But the first thing that popped up was a definition of a public celebration and acknowledgement of divine favor or kindness. And I really like that because I think that pretty much sums it up. And so then I got to thinking more about, you know, well, what does the Bible say? How does it go in the Bible? And a couple things that stood out to me. First was Psalms 106, and it's the very beginning of the chapter. It starts out with, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And then another one was the very end of Psalms. This is the very last verse in all of the Psalms. It's 150, Psalms 150, verse 4, verse 6. It says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." Amen. So, I almost lost it. So, we know that giving thanks is, from what I can get from the Bible, is basically praising God, is praising Jesus. And we all know what thanking someone is letting them know that we accept what they've done or something that they've done in favor of us. So the next question was, how do we give thanks? And in this one, I go to Colossians 3:17. I got a lot of verses, y'all. So anybody who's following along, who wants to follow along, have your Bible ready. Colossians 3:17 says, just a second, "And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So how do we give thanks? We give it through word and through deed. And, you know, in church, a lot of times it comes in the form of music, song. And also in the deed, it's the form of worship. When we worship God, we worship Jesus, we're giving him thanks and we're letting him know all the things that we're thankful for. You know, how many times, and I know I do this, and I see people do this all the time, you know, we give thanks, we say, "Thank you, Lord," and we don't even think about what it is we're giving thanks for. We just kind of, just it's an automatic reply that comes out. Thank you, Lord. And you don't even really know what you're really giving them thanks for. You just say it because, you know, it's funny how when you say thank you, Jesus, it brings some kind of calm or peace over you. You just, whatever is going on, you kind of, it just feels good. And at least it does to me. And I would think that it does for most people because you hear it a lot. And you wouldn't say it if it didn't feel good. So I ask you this morning, what is it that you're thankful for? What is it that Jesus has done for you that you can't go without saying thank you, Jesus, for? You know, we have so many things that we can thank Him for. We have, you know, thank you, Jesus, for a relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, for a church. Thank you, Jesus, for our family. Thank you, Jesus, for our livelihood, our abilities, our talents, your presence in our life. And I can stand up here for the rest of the 30 minutes and say thank you, Jesus, to any number of things. But we say thank you, and we should say thank you for all the things that Jesus does for us and has done for us. One, because it will bring calm and peace to us, and as we're about to find out, it's actually His will for us. He wants us to have a heart of thanksgiving, and He wants us to be thankful in the things that we do because it brings glory to His name. So, a lot is packed into three simple words, thank you, Jesus. I'm not as good as Ronnie. I can't do a one-word sermon, but I can do a three-word one, hopefully. but there is really a lot packed into that. And so I really, after I went through these steps, because I'm very logical and analytical, so I kind of break things down and look at each individual part of it. And so I'm, you know, what is thanks? How do you give thanks? And all these different steps. But really, you know, there's a lot of detail. You know, God's wisdom is so infinite. You take something that you think you know about, and then when He gives it to you and He starts talking to you about something in your life, you find this deeper meaning in it that you never knew about before. Something as simple as thank you, Jesus. I've been meditating on that, and now I have this whole different understanding. And He takes that, and 3 years from now, He might take that same verse and teach me something completely different about it. It's amazing to me how infinite His wisdom is. I don't even know other way to put it, and how He can take one thing and just keep showing you more and more and more and more about that one thing. But I started meditating on it, and I started thinking about, you know, well, what is it exactly that you want me to say? What would you have me to say about thank you, Jesus? And, you know, when we say thank you, Jesus, the first thing that we're doing is really acknowledging that He's the one that's in control. He's the one that's giving us these things. And so we're basically saying that we know it's not because of us. We know it's not our abilities. We are acknowledging that He exists and that we trust that these things are coming from Him. When we do that, we in turn humble ourselves to Him, and we're giving up our own self-righteousness. We're no longer putting ourselves in the way, because a lot of times, you know, we like to think, well, I did this because I had this skill or I had this ability, or I'm so glad I was able to do this because I've practiced or studied or worked so hard to get to this point. And that's true to a certain extent. We do have abilities and talents and capabilities, but they all come from God. They all come from Jesus. And so when we say thank you, Jesus, you know, we are in effect humbling ourselves to understand that, you know, all these things are coming from Him, and we're putting ourselves aside. When we give up that self-righteousness, we are again in effect fulfilling God's will for our lives. God wants us to put ourselves aside and to put Him first in all things. Seek ye first the kingdom and the righteousness. And that's what He wants us to do. And when we say thank you, Jesus, you don't think that something that small has that much effect. But really, you know, you're fulfilling God's will when you have that mindset and that heart set, I guess you would say. When you continually thank Jesus for things in your life, you build a stronger relationship with Him, and you begin to see His presence in and around your life and in everything that you do and everything that's going on around you. I want to read something for 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So then, I kept meditating on this. So where is this going? Where is this going? So we're fulfilling, we're humbling ourselves, we're putting ourselves aside, we're fulfilling God's will for us through Jesus Christ. And as simple as that, he said, "Now how do you feel? You feel happy. You have peace. It's easy." And it goes back to the beginning. You know, for some reason we say thank you, Jesus, and a lot of times we don't even realize why we're saying it. We just say it because it says in Scripture that it brings peace. And if we go to Philippians 4, 6 through 7, Jennifer's got so many inserts in her life, I'm losing stuff. 6, it reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So again, thank you, Jesus. Really, the heart of thanksgiving is something that should be treasured. We should all be glad if we have that in our heart, and be thankful for those that are around us that have that in their heart. We know that God wants this for us, and we know that it is His will for us, and we know that it brings calm and peace and understanding in our lives. So this morning, I just want to say that, think about what it is that's going on in your life. Think about the things that that you're thankful for, that you want Him to do, that you know that He's going to do, and how He's going to help you from here and the rest of the time that you have here. We know that, and I've already pointed out that, this heart of thanksgiving is what He wants us to be. So I just challenge everyone to continue to think about where you're at and how you can thank God. Because not only is it just you and Him in a relationship with Him, but going back to this definition of a public celebration, thanking Jesus is also a witnessing tool. We think all the time, I don't know how to witness to someone. I don't know how to start that conversation. I don't know how to bring someone to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, you can simply do it just by publicly saying, so that others can hear you, "Thank you, Jesus." Because when you do that, people are going to notice it, they're going to recognize it, and then they're going to hopefully think about, well, what are they thanking Jesus for? What are they giving Him thanks for? And why do they have that? And why do they seem so happy all the time? Why do they seem so peaceful? I see them constantly giving thanks to God. And that can really be a big, huge witnessing tool. And I found out later, Jennifer looked up those signs, because this week, about 3 days ago, Jennifer saw another one of those signs right here in Goldsboro. It's the exact same sign. again, which was more confirmation that this is what he wanted me to say. But it just so odd. She looked it up and come to find out that is a ministry, and it was started by a church in Asheboro, and that's their simple ministry, is just to put signs out to say thank you, Jesus, to cause you see that over and over again, and then you start to think about Jesus. He's in your heart, he's in your life, and you begin to see the things that he's doing around you. And so you can use this as a witnessing tool. This can be your tool to go out and fulfill your charge to be a missionary or a witness for Jesus Christ. And it is interesting, though, that ministry has reached all the way here in Goldsboro. I don't know how far it's reached out, but I need to find the name of the church or the organization that's doing it. I think Jennifer told me they were $8. You can get one for $8, and then you put it out. But I thought that was an excellent idea. It doesn't have to be anything hard or difficult. It's something just as simple as saying, thank you, Jesus. And before I close, I just want to read one more thing from 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 15. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Amen. All right. So I told you we were going to get out early today. Three words. There's a lot in there, and we could go on and on about it, but I don't see the need. I think what needed to be said was said. And with that, I challenge each and every one of you to kind of go from now to next Sunday and think about how you can use that. Thank you, Jesus. And this time, James, would you
close us? Father, we thank you for the time that we've had together in your house this morning. We came in here this morning as a body of believers seeking to draw close to you, seeking to hear your word this morning, seeking to glorify you. We thank you for Greg's willingness this morning to share the insight that you have given him, the word that you have put in his heart and that he has come and shared with us. We thank you for him this morning, and we thank you for that word. On the surface, it would seem such a simple message, thank you, Jesus. Such a profound message. We thank you for all the truth that's been shared with us this morning. We pray that you would help us to internalize this message. As Greg said, help us to reflect on it. Help us to identify what we are thankful for in our own lives. And Father, as you know, all of us experience so many highs and lows in life, but help us to be thankful no matter where we are. Help us to always glorify you and give thanks to you for all that you have done for us, for our benefit, but also to glorify you. Lord, we love you. We love your word. We love this church. We pray that you would be with each and every one of us as we leave here today. Be with all those that could not be here today and bring us back safely at the appointed time. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.